Rare setback for AstraZeneca as heart disease treatment collapses in late trials. A surprise phase 3 failure from AstraZeneca and Ionis Pharmaceuticals has handed stabilizer drugs the upper hand in a multi-billion dollar heart disease market, triggering a competitive reset that puts Alnylam Pharmaceuticals and BridgeBio at the center of what comes next. AstraZeneca and Ionis revealed at the European Society of Cardiology meeting on August 28, 2026, that their experimental silencer drug for ATTR-CM, a progressive cardiac condition caused by protein buildup in the heart, delivered no measurable benefit to patients already receiving a stabilizer drug. The result was not a marginal miss. The stabilizer effect was so dominant among trial participants that it nullified the silencer's contribution entirely, collapsing the phase 3 study. Most patients enrolled in the trial were already on a stabilizer at baseline, according to the company's readout. The outcome carries immediate implications beyond AstraZeneca and Ionis. Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, which markets its own silencer for ATTR-CM, was described by Stat News as closely watching the readout. BridgeBio, the developer of a newer stabilizer, finds its product class bolstered by what analysts characterized as evidence that oral stabilizers may be superior to injectable silencers. The failure lands not as an isolated clinical setback, but as a stress test for an entire drug modality. Any institutional investor with exposure to RNA silencing therapeutics in cardiovascular disease needs to re-examine how the standard of care is shifting beneath these programs. One trial, three companies exposed the drug at the center of the failure is a silencer, a class that works by suppressing production of the misfolded transthyretin protein responsible for ATTR-CM. AstraZeneca and Ionis partnered on the compound. The mechanism is shared, in broad terms, with Alnylam's approved silencer in the same indication. The trial's failure turned on a single clinical dynamic: stabilizers, which prevent the protein from misfolding rather than suppressing its production, appeared to make the silencer redundant. With the majority of phase 3 participants already stabilized, the incremental effect of adding a silencer registered as zero. Analysts cited in the Stat News reporting drew a specific conclusion. The data supports a hierarchy in which stabilizers hold a clinical advantage over injectable silencers in ATTR-CM, at least in patients already receiving standard of care treatment. That reading has direct read-through consequences for Alnylam, whose silencer competes in the same patient pool. BridgeBio's position is the inverse. Its stabilizer, the newer entrant in the class, absorbs a competitive tailwind from the trial outcome. If physicians and payers interpret the data as Andrew Joseph's Stat News reporting suggests, the prescribing logic shifts toward stabilizers as the backbone therapy, with silencers repositioned or deprioritized. The silencer V's. Stabilizer divide. What the data signals the mechanistic distinction between silencers and stabilizers matters for understanding the commercial stakes. Silencers, including the AstraZeneca/Ionis compound and Alnylam's product, are injectables. Stabilizers are oral drugs. The administration route difference alone carries formulary, adherence, and physician preference implications that compound on top of the clinical efficacy question now raised by this trial. Stat News reported that the phase 3 failure has implications for the broader ATTR-CM competitive landscape, describing it as the latest development in a multi-billion dollar market. Specific market size figures were not disclosed in the available source material, and terms of the AstraZeneca-Ionis development partnership were not detailed in the accessible text. What the trial does confirm is that the competitive dynamics in ATTR-CM are not static. The patient population entering trial now arrives with background stabilizer therapy already established. That real-world context, where stabilizers are increasingly the standard of care, changes the design requirements for any future silencer trial. A silencer program that cannot demonstrate additive benefit on top of stabilizer therapy faces a structural barrier, not just a statistical one. The trial did not fail because the silencer stopped working. It failed because the stabilizer worked too well. That distinction determines where the capital should flow next. Alnilam's exposure and the cardiology conference pressure test, Alnilam's presence in this story, is not coincidental. Stat News specifically noted the company was closely watching the AstraZeneca INS readout, and a separate Stat Plus piece published the same day covered Alnilam's own heart drug trouble taking center stage at the cardiology conference. That pairing, two silencer-related negative narratives emerging from a single cardiology meeting, concentrates pressure on the RNA silencing modality in cardiovascular disease. Alnilam has built a significant commercial and pipeline position in RNA interference therapeutics. Its ATTR franchise represents a core revenue driver. The degree to which the AstraZeneca INS failure informs prescriber or payer behavior toward all silencers, rather than just the failed compound, is the key variable for Alnilam's near-term commercial trajectory. The distinction analysts will draw is between a competitor's trial failure caused by a drug-specific flaw versus a class-level effect caused by standard-of-care evolution. The available evidence points toward the latter. When trial enrollment itself reflects a world where stabilizers dominate background therapy, the silencer class faces a population selection problem that no single compound's pharmacology can resolve. BridgeBio and the stabilizer re-rating BridgeBio emerges from this readout in a structurally improved competitive position. Its stabilizer is described as a newer entrant in the class. The trial outcome, which analysts framed as bolstering the stabilizer case, provides clinical narrative support at a moment when BridgeBio is working to establish market presence against established oral stabilizer competitors. The commercial logic for stabilizers in ATTR-CM has strengthened along two axes simultaneously. The Phase 3 failure removes a silencer from the competitive pipeline, and the mechanistic explanation for that failure reinforces the therapeutic primacy of stabilization as the treatment backbone. For BridgeBio, this is a market structure event, not just a competitor stumble. Rovent Sciences also appeared in the August 28, 2026 Stat News newsletter, with the FDA approving a Rovent therapy for a rare autoimmune disease the prior day. Terms and financial details of that approval were not disclosed in the accessible source material. Investment positioning. Follow the stabilizer capital. The Phase 3 failure from AstraZeneca and Ionis is a capital allocation signal. Injectable silencer programs in ATTR-CM now carry a higher burden of proof. They must demonstrate benefit in a patient population where stabilizers are already entrenched. Any private equity or crossover fund with exposure to RNA silencing cardiovascular programs should revisit trial design assumptions and competitive moat analysis. BridgeBio stabilizer class gains a credentialing event from this trial outcome. Oral administration, a strengthened clinical narrative, and a cleared competitive lane from one silencer's failure constitute a combination that institutional buyers of biopharma assets will price in. Alnilam requires more granular analysis. Its silencer operates in the same mechanistic category as the failed AstraZeneca INS compound, but the specific trial design, patient population, and combination therapy context of its own data may differ. Investors should not assume automatic negative read-through without reviewing Alnilam's own trial enrollment demographics against the stabilizer background therapy question. The Placamium view the market will initially read this as an AstraZeneca INS failure. That framing is too narrow and, for investors, potentially costly. What the ESC meeting in August 2026 actually produced is an inflection point in how ATTR-CM will be treated for the next decade. Stabilizers have won the standard of care argument, not through regulatory fiat, but through trial design reality. When the majority of patients in a Phase 3 silencer study arrive already on a stabilizer, The trial is effectively testing adjunctive therapy against a high bar, a bar that injectable complexity makes even harder to clear. The second-order implication: any company developing a silencer, whether for ATTRCM or adjacent RNA-silencing cardiovascular programs, now faces a redesigned regulatory and clinical environment. Label claims will need to address combination therapy context. Trial designs must pre-specify background therapy strata. The cost and complexity of running competitive silencer programs rises. For mergers and acquisitions, this creates a bifurcated opportunity set. Stabilizer platforms with demonstrated phase 3 results in ATTRCM become more valuable as acquirable assets, precisely because the trial bar for challenging them has risen. Silencer programs in cardiovascular disease face haircut valuations unless they can demonstrate a differentiated mechanism or a patient subgroup where stabilizers do not dominate. The historical parallel worth examining is the PCSK9 inhibitor experience, where injectable biologics faced persistent commercial headwinds from oral alternatives despite strong clinical profiles. The ATTRCM silencer versus stabilizer dynamic follows a similar pattern. Mechanism wins in the lab, but administration route and standard of care context determine commercial reality. Plaquemium's view is that BridgeBio and companies holding oral stabilizer assets are the primary beneficiaries of this trial outcome, and that the window for acquiring or partnering on those assets at pre-re-rating valuations is narrowing rapidly. The bottom line: AstraZeneca and Ionis lost a phase 3 study because the standard of care outpaced their trial design. The loss belongs to their silencer program, but the consequences reach Onilem, reshape BridgeBio's competitive position, and raise the cost of capital for injectable RNA silencing programs across cardiovascular disease. Stabilizers now hold the clinical and commercial high ground in ATTRCM. Institutional investors who move first on that re-rating, rather than waiting for the market to price it fully, will have the better entry point.